Fuck off, Craig.
You can fuck off, Craig.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode 3! The magic number. Yes, we've made it to number 3. This is good. This is very good. Thank you to everyone who's listening so far. Oh, my God, I tell you what I forgot to do, though. I forgot to get ready with the shout-outs. I like to do the shout-outs at the start. I don't know if you guys notice, like, all the other podcasts do the shout-outs at the end. I'd like to get them done and dusted.
Well, hook them in early, dear friends.
If I can do that. So while I'm just having a quick look on here, I can introduce you guys. Sorry, we have Dave with us.
Hello.
How are you, Dave?
Well, I'm very well, thank you very much.
That is good. And fresh from the pub, it's our Neil.
No pub tonight.
Oh, you didn't go to the pub?
I am inebriated, but no pub tonight.
Well, I don't know. You were supposed to be inebriated last week, but I don't think you sounded inebriated.
I thought I sounded pretty coherent, to be fair. And there I said coherent, and I've been drinking, so that's pretty
you
good.
You sound very good.
Really good start.
Now, so. I'm very impressed. I think you sound just fine. I didn't notice anyway.
That's because I'm always shit-faced, to be fair.
Actually, maybe I've never ever spoken to you sober. oh God, my memories are blank. I'm beat down. I've had a busy week. I don't know. Like,
we've been in a foreign land.
I have. I travelled. I went and got my dose of freedom. I went to
move from a land down under.
Unfortunately, not down under, just across. So I went to the States for the first half of this week, which is fine. It's always good to travel, you know, if you're not. Get away for a little bit.
Long as you're not in Alabama, political.
Alabama's got it going on down there. I don't really want to stray into that shit.
It's not going to.
That may be a topic that's really not suited to a gaming podcast.
No, definitely not.
But I didn't. Quite the opposite. Oh, I did quite the opposite. I guess I was in Wisconsin, which is just like directly west, really, from us here. Very nice. People were very nice. It was one of those business trips. I just in airports for most of it until I was at a business and then back out to airports and hotels and stuff like that. So I didn't really see much.
Sounds pretty exciting.
And then extremely stressed right at the end of it when I realized I hadn't got my kids anything. And I don't know if anybody else.
I don't know. What can you buy in America for kids?
Well, I bought them these Wisconsin guns, hats, right? Oh, yeah. I saw they were on the way to the airport leaving. I saw two big fireworks buildings or whatever. I was just thinking, oh, yeah, I could get some good stuff in there, right? The gloves are off in America, as far as I can work out. Although saying that, we have a similar thing here in Canada. It's not like I say a similar thing, like I don't mean it's like similar to America. But we have obviously Native Canadians. Or the indigenous people, or whatever. I'm sure that somewhere I'm going to get it wrong politically.
you're on dodgy ground here.
Maybe. But they have like reserves, right? So we have reserves. So I can drive like an hour away and be on, like, I just call it the Indian Reserve. I don't know. I could be in trouble just for saying that. But you can go get your fireworks there or your cigarettes and things like that. It's pretty neat. So, Wisconsin was all right. And then, Back to the loving bosom of Canada.
Canada.
Washed off all that freedom at the border and came back to the oppressive socialist communist Canada. So oppressive.
Where they have legalized weed.
Yes.
So socialist and oppressive.
That's right. If only I had the freedom of America.
Yeah, exactly.
But like I say, it was great. America was fine. It's always good. It's nice to come back. How have you guys been this week? All right.
Yeah, it's a pretty standard week in not so free UK. So
you had it. Did you have your savage
new start? I've had my savage new work hours this week, and I went to bed at about 11 o'clock last night, which is unheard of for me.
Right.
I was totally battered by 11 p.m. on Friday, which is a bit. Is it Friday? I don't even know what day it is. It's Thursday. What it is.
That's how bad it's been, yeah.
That's how bad it's affected my life. But yeah, it's nice finished it up by 10 a.m., to be fair.
Finishing at
10 a.m. It's literally like not being at work, but there we go.
That's crazy.
No, good week, Dave.
I've just been lording it over to all my colleagues because I've got a new job.
I'm gonna just ask you to come in a little bit closer to your microphone.
Oh, sorry. There you go.
There you go. Booming voice, lovely.
I've been lording it all over my colleagues because I'm changing jobs in June. So nice. This week's been very good in that I've been delegating all of my work to the people that are going to be taking over me, to make sure that they're nice and ready for when they do take over. So.
Does that feel good?
Yeah, a bit stressful. It's nice that a lot of people are like, oh no, what are we going to do about you? Like, I don't know. Dude, speak to them. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, brilliant.
It's good, and I'm looking forward to my new job. But yeah, handing over to someone else is a bit stressful sometimes. But gotta throw him into the deep end, don't you?
Yeah, I guess it's sort of like sitting with people and training them and stuff like that. Is that
it's a bit full on, but it's you got well. I've got to move jobs, haven't I? So.
Yeah, well, you'll be in the other job before you know it. So good. Yeah, congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm just checking here, so I know. Just I'm running through Twitter here, just so I can grab the mentions. I know we are on a couple of conversations back and forth with Pilch and Stu Leck, as normal. Actually, that's pretty much it. No, I'm sure there was another one. Oh, I think it was on my podcast, on my Twitter. Sorry, hang on, let me just find that. This doesn't make for good. Good podcasting.
There's no dead air in this.
No, actually, I can. While I'm looking for that, I can say friend of the show and good friend and fellow, not fellow, but American too, Gary DeFelici, who pretty sure you guys should know because he played with us back in the day.
Oh! Yeah, when his wife wasn't playing, was using the computer.
That's right, when he wasn't looking after the puppy or his wife wasn't. That was 2 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was the early days. Which reminds me that apparently, and I'm trying to figure this out, they're just changing the custom games on PUBG. And I think we might just have to wait till they roll it out to the main game. I think they just started out on the custom servers. But they're changing the test server, sorry. But they're changing the custom games so that you can have any number of people to inform your own custom games. So here's the call out to everyone who has PUBG installed on their PC is we got to get together and do a custom game where we all just fight each other.
Yes.
I think.
Bring back the massive crew.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a good laugh. So
yeah, I think setting up some races or some zombie modes with people we know and stuff, that'll be good.
Dave's providing his own sound effects tonight there.
Oh,
dude, races. I didn't even think about that. Oh, man, we could have a right old laugh. That's going to be
good. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be
cool. Oh, mate.
Yeah, so Gary was very kind. He said he's been listening to the show and gave me some great feedback. So I really appreciate that from you, Gary.
And, thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
And also MS Rangers 999, who I think has listened to a few of my podcasts going back and is all in the OC podcast community and all that sort of stuff, gave me some great feedback. So really appreciate that too. If I missed anyone and forgotten anyone who sent me a message, sorry, I'll try and grab you later, but thanks for listening.
So where can people get you at, Fraser, if they want to send in a message? Or
you're so thorough, Dave, aren't you?
I know.
professional.
I haven't even checked the emails. But you can send us one if you want. It's seal podcast, no spaces or anything, all one word, @gmail.com. And then Twitter's the best place, though. because I'm always checking that, which is at Seal Podcast. So there you go.
Cool.
And we always appreciate people coming back to us and saying hello. And
held, yes,
indeed,
do. Yeah, just a nice little boost to make sure that you know that what you're doing is worth it. Although saying that, we both I know Neil said he did. I did as well. I listened to the show last week, and both of us agreed that we quite liked what we heard. So
it's a bizarre experience listening to a thing you've done.
Yeah,
I actually bizarrely enjoyed listening to myself and other people that I know talking about stuff. It was all right. Good. It wasn't cringeworthy, which was good.
Yeah, there can be a lot of cringe, but you just got to get rid of that as quickly as possible. Like, don't worry about that, right?
Yeah, my daughter listened to some of it last week.
I hope you heavily censored them.
I skipped past the first bit, but and after that, there wasn't any swearing.
I tell you what, I was impressed at how under 18 it was.
Like 12A, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm of one of those people. I don't mind the odd swear word sometimes, but I think excessive swearing just tends to just wears me out after a while.
Yeah, it's indeed.
Keep something in your back pocket, a friend of mine once said. So
it's there for emphasis at the end of the day, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Okay, well, let's get on with what we've been playing. Unless anybody else has anything to add to the intro.
No, that's good.
I'm going to just gloss over me. I played Octopath. I played a bit of that while I was traveling. That game is still, it's bothering me in some respects. Like I couldn't bring myself to play it on the journey over. I'm just not drawn to play it. But when I finally get and pick it up and play it, I end up playing it for like 2 hours. And then at one point as well, I was like, am I making any progress? And then suddenly, I don't know whether that's the game design. Somehow cleverly, it just manages to get me to do something, or I find a different way to figure out something that just makes it interesting again. So I don't know. The jury.
What exactly type of game is this? Because I see the odd bit here and there, but I'm a bit confused as to what actual type of game it is.
It's like a Final Fantasy.
Old school, like not.
Yeah, like old school, like you're just wandering around from...
Like a PlayStation 1 type Final Fantasy.
Yeah, or you're just sort of, walking around from place to place and encountering between the towns. There's tons of towns. It's a big map, and you're discovering towns all the time or being told to go to towns.
See, I don't know if you ever played it. I can't remember how I started playing this game on the PlayStation 3, I think. It was called Rainbow Moon. I don't know if you ever started playing that.
Nope, don't think I've ever heard of it.
It was available. You played it on PlayStation 3, then it was on PlayStation Vita, and then they released a version for the PlayStation 4. And it was all cross-play. The thing with that game, which was a little bit different to all the other, like it was like a 2D over-the-head type. You walk around, random encounter, you have a massive battle, like which was turn-based. Sort of almost isometric type thing, and you've got like however many characters you've got in your party. I really got into that game for a long time, but I never got anywhere near finishing it because there was a weird microtransaction part of the game where you could buy loads of stuff to help you with the game.
Yeah, I would say this is probably in a way sort of similar. I mean, like the depth of all the stuff you can buy when you get to the towns and kit your characters out. But that's starting to grate a bit with me because, like, just trying to keep track of buying swords and spears and things for like a party of 8 people and making sure everyone's kitted out, that's starting to do my head in a bit. And then it's Octopath, right? So there's 8 characters and all of them have storylines. So I'm at the point now where I'm doing the fighting and I'm occasionally going into areas where I'm completely overpowered. I'm not ready. I'm not high enough levels to do it. And I'm okay with that. But I'm starting to wonder whether, is this about the fighting or is this about the stories? Because now I'm starting to, I would say like the last time I played it for a couple of hours, I moved more into trying to progress the stories a bit more. So I don't know, man. The jury is out, still out. But how far can the jury be out if I've already put 20 hours into it?
So, yeah, yeah.
You know, so I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. But like
is it getting to a point where, you know, being as a mobile game, you're using your Switch on the go, is it now getting too long between picking it up and being able to go, you know, waiting for a plane or something, or waiting for your ride?
But like remembering what's going on before the next time you play it.
There's a little bit of that because, you know, the main characters have story arcs, so they're pretty easy to just check on. And actually, the map tells you where the next story arc is, so of your characters, and tells you what level you need to be so you don't get your ass kicked when you get there. But
at the same time,
in every town you go to, you meet two or three people who give you a side quest. And that shit, I just can't remember.
Right, yeah. You
know,
yeah.
This one guy just goes, you know what? Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be a circus performer. So I met this guy out of town. He's like, I want to have my own circus, but I need two people, right? I'll never remember that.
I need a lion and someone who can use a whip.
8 hours later, in another town, I'll probably bump into someone who goes, you know what I really want to be? I want to be a circus performer. And I'll never put the two and two together. Because you have to take that person and then attach them to your party.
Oh, right.
So they become like
level
ninth,
them up.
They're not even part of your main party. They just become a ninth person that's following you, right? So I don't know. Maybe.
Are you having fun with it?
I think so.
Because that's the point of it at the end of the day, surely.
Yeah. I don't know. I tell you what I'm not having fun with right now, where I wasn't last night, was Resident Evil 5. I continue to play that, but I've reached this spot where I must have played this one point like six times yesterday and got killed by the same guy at the end of it every time, and I just can't kill him.
This may be a recurring theme. Spoiler alert. Yeah.
I thought you waited for like randos with unlimited ammo and all the best weapons. And
I am doing that, but what's really bizarre is sometimes if I come home for lunch, I'll grab a quick game, and a rando will come on straight away. But if I play at night, I never see the randos. They don't come out at night. The randos.
What time of night is night?
I don't know, like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. I just never see randos at night. It's really weird. Like, where are they? Like,
Resident Evil 5, this is, I don't know. Look at the Steam community at this time of night. It's probably like five people playing your time of night.
Yeah, I don't know. So, all right, but I will. But that, I was just getting pissed. I was too tired last night to put up with it. I'll go back to it. I still love it. It's great. I did tell Pilch and Robin Brown that on Robin's recommendation, I bought The Way for $1.97.
The Way?
Yeah, it was like reduced by, I don't know, it's just some Switch game reduced by 96%.
Okay.
It was $20. I was like, I'm not paying that.
It started at $5.99 and it's now like 25p.
Yeah.
Was that on that massive Nintendo sale?
Yeah, but I went through that. I didn't really see much that I wanted.
There's a lot of strange stuff on there.
The Switch is full of shovelware, I reckon.
It's almost Wii scales of shovelware.
Yeah. It is. And so
it's not quite as bad as Steam, but there we go.
No, but as a console, you sort of think, it should be a little bit better than that. But I don't know, Nintendo don't mind, do they?
I think all the console people have just binned that out the window. Like, there's no control, quality control. It's like, yeah, whatever, chuck your game on there, we don't care.
Yeah. So if people recommend stuff that's quite cheap, I'll get it. But otherwise, I go through and I have no idea what, you know, if I want, I know that I don't really want to buy anything because I just don't recognize it or it just doesn't look good. So I don't know. I find the Switch to be one of those weird consoles that there's probably more software on it than most consoles, but I don't really think there's much that I want to play at all unless it's super AAA.
Why did you buy a Switch at the end of the day? You buy a Switch to play Zelda, you play Mario, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You buy those Nintendo games, which are always great games.
And I was really looking forward to Metroid Prime.
You'll be waiting a while for that.
Fucking hell, did you hear that? What they did? I mean, this was months ago now. They just canned the whole thing, didn't they? And started fresh with a new
start all over again.
Like, you gotta be kidding me. I mean, it's good, I guess. But it's not going to be junk when it comes.
Don't want any junk on there, no. Apart from all the indie games, obviously.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, but really, that's all that I did. I didn't really get up to much, unfortunately. So,
been a busy week.
Yeah. Let's go down in order, then. What have you got for us, Neil?
Well, I have continued to play a lot of Dark Souls 3. And I've continued this love-hate thing with Dark Souls 3. Last week, it's been a lot of frustration. I've find myself dying needlessly again. But
was it a hate week? Because last week you were talking, it was like you'd just come off the
back. It was a love week last week, definitely. I beat two bosses and got invaded and smashed, beat the people and person invaded me. This week, I beat a boss. And when you beat a boss, you get this thing called, like, you gain an ember. So you gain extra health points, but at the same time, you can be invaded by real people. And so I'd beat the boss that I'd been waiting for, just minding my own business, getting ready to go to the next bonfire and go up and level up. Next thing I see is a message, you've been invaded. I was like, oh man, I was just going to go and fucking level up. So I'm like, oh no, I'll just get rid of him and just go and level up like I was going to, because I had 16,000 roughly souls, whatever.
Just go dispatch it's like, him.
Like, it's like enough souls to next to grow into the next level.
Were you were you like that knight in Holy Grail who goes to dispatch the rabbit? I'll deal with him.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm just going to do this, and then I'm going to go and level up. And then the next thing I know is like, oh, so-and-so, you've been invaded by whatever. I'm like, oh, fuck's sake. So there's a thing, I'm sure there's a mechanic in the game that can just get them to do one. Thinking, oh, I just want to level up, so I'm going to get rid of him. And I went to this thing, what I thought would get rid of him. It didn't do anything. I was like, oh, shit. So finally, like after about 5 minutes, they turn up. I'm like, not really wanting this fight. Not really wanting this.
Is he somewhere else in the world then?
It's weird. I don't really. It's one of these games, like I say, multiple times. I'm really learning stuff the entire time I play this game. I'm constantly on looking at stuff on websites, so like, I don't really know what I'm doing here. And I've played 40 hours of this game.
Yeah, nice.
So, like I say, this guy turns up. And I'm like, he turns up in my... I can see him, and then he buggers off. And I'm like, thank God for that. Maybe he's decided he doesn't want to fucking fight me after. I'm trying to find a ways to exit this, like, incidents of this guy turning up. Can't find anything. And then we have a little scrap. Needless to say, because I'm really not in the mood, he fucking beats me. And I'm like, you fucking bastard. I've just lost 16,000 souls, so I suppose I best try and get them back. So on my way back, because I'm in a bit of a rage, I try and get there a bit too quick and then get killed. So I've lost them all. I'm like, fucking stupid game.
Yeah, right.
Ready to fucking quit it, and that's it. Never play it again. It's all right. That's just what happens. And that's not, at the end of the day, that's not going to take that long to get those that many back to try and level up again. So once I got over that rage, I go back to it and just continue to grind out, ready for the next. I'm just about ready for the next boss now after that. So I still enjoy it. It's all I'm playing mostly at the game. That game at the moment. I do play the odd game here and there, but mainly I'm playing Dark Souls 3.
Yeah. Well, I still admire your commitment to it.
It's a strange, like I say, that the feeling of you absolute shit. I shouldn't have died there. I know I should have done better there, this kind of thing. But it's not much of a problem. I can get back to the point where I was most of the time. If I'm playing just against the AI, I can generally get back to where I was pick up my souls, not lose anything, and then carry on from there. But
are you playing this with a controller or a mouse and keyboard?
Oh, yeah. I don't think mouse and controller is the way to play this game.
Mouse and keyboard.
Mouse and keyboard, no way. I think this game, it runs at a maximum of 60 frames per second, which is fine. I don't need the crazy frames per second on this game. But I have not even attempted to play it on a mouse and keyboard. From what I've read, it's not the way to play the game. Right. Play with a controller is fine.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, like, mouse and keyboard suits, but it definitely doesn't suit all games.
No. Yeah, it's definitely a noise type of game. It's a great game. Really fucking infuriating at times, but when it is really rewarding when you do get it right. And like I say, I'm about ready. Thing is, I don't know if you play Bloodborne or whatever. You can find different routes to the same place. So I've now got a spot where I'm at, like a shortcut to the next boss. So next time I go in, I'll be mainlining it straight for the boss.
All right. So have you seen?
We'll see how we go.
Like, you found this shortcut.
I know where. I know exactly where to go. Because it's this kind of game. I've got about 15 tabs open on my mobile phone, ready to like look at this and that. I'm like, do I need that? Do I need this? I don't know if I can just check this out. But
are you doing what I sometimes do? And are you just using a walkthrough where you go through just to aid?
I have constantly got a page ready. If I struggle, then I'll look at it. So it's kind of I have a map open. I'm like, okay, there's probably going to be some danger here. So best make sure I'm a bit careful going around this corner. But so I'm kind of cheating.
You know what? Yeah. Well, I mean, some people would say it's cheating. I say, you know, just using the tools available just to enjoy it how you want to.
It can be an extremely frustrating game. I don't want to make it so frustrating that I don't bother carrying on. But yeah, I played another 20 hours this week or something mental. So it's still fun.
You've played 20 and a half hours this week.
Yeah.
And 47 hours in total.
Yeah. Yeah. It's taken a long time to get through that game. But as many times, like I said, it's kind of like a reminder of games in my youth where, like, you really love that game, but at times you just really want to fucking throw your controller at the screen or whatever, and then like, I don't want to play this anymore. But so it's very old school, but very modern at the same time. Looks amazing. Really tight mechanics. If you know, basically, when you screw it up, you know it's your fault. You know, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah.
But always learning, not necessarily learning it when you need to.
Maybe you have to die to learn. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, that's good. I could see you. The more you talk about this, get me to a point where I just go, well, I should really buy this.
I am going to finish.
I'm so influenced.
When I finish this game, it's going to be like a massive.
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
Do you want to carry on with me, or do you want to go to Dave?
You and Dave want to do a swap shop?
Yeah. I'll talk about Swag and Sorcery for a little bit. I think I mentioned it last week. I was quite interested in Swag and Sorcery. Picked it up. It wasn't too expensive. It's a great mobile game. I bought it on the PC, and it's good and it's fun to start with, but there's hours and hours and hours of grind to do. That it's fun to sort of.
Is the grind fun? Because like that's
no,
fun.
Not if really. The grind is fun, it's then not. It's... No, it's. It's I can see it being a mobile game, and like there'll be a pay to win, and you can buy boosters and take some of the time off. But on a PC, it's not. There's a lot of just sitting around waiting for because it's all automated battles and things like that, and all you're doing is basically equipping your characters and you get in when you basically go through areas and they clear out the areas, they find resources, and then once they've finished that area, they bring them back and you can make things out of them, make them gear. But once you've made the sort of starting gear and you just basically just do it all again, and you're just trying to get more resources and better gear. And
Just looking at it on, sorry, Dave, to interrupt us. Yeah. I was just looking at it on Steam, and this guy's put here, he said, Lazy Bear Games is back with another gorgeous looking, mind numbing grind of a game.
Yeah.
Even in this era of mobile gaming, this team succeeds again in serving an unbalanced, unrewarding, absurdly repetitive chore of a game from a genre that is not usually this boring. Yeah. Sorry, guys, your
a glowing is... reference.
Yeah, pros gorgeous, cons everything else.
Yeah, it is good, and it is fun. The style is you know, childish and sort of 8 or 16-bit, and there's a bit of humor in there, but oh my gosh,
is this a tiny build?
Yes,
they had a bit of a sale on the week the other week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they did. Yeah. Did you buy this on Steam?
I did. Yeah.
They have, what was the game? The big game they have. There's that Hello Neighbor they do, isn't there? Which is on.
That's a big one.
It does look kind of interesting.
Graveyard Keeper has been. They've got quite a few games I recognize.
I swear I've got a couple of their games in my library.
Speedrunners, Graveyard Keeper. I think that's on Xbox Game Pass. But again, it looks like a mobile game.
Yeah, so if it was a mobile game and it was free, and you know there's various
paid things, if it's on that,
then it would have been great. But as a paid for product, on Steam, not so good. So
I've heard. What is it? That Pandemic Express? They do that, didn't they? That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's one of the most recent games. That's supposed to be pretty good.
Mm.
If anyone's going to pick it up on a sale, or I'm sure it'd be on a Steam sale at some point, or in a Humble Bundle or something like that.
Yeah, I do own one of the tiny build games from a Humble Bundle called Rapture Rejects, which sounds like a pretty cool premise. It's like a battle royale game. Based on like the end of the, like, God has removed all the shit people from the world, and everyone else has to fight for a ticket to fucking leave to heaven. But I installed it because I'd had it from a Humble Bundle, and no one's playing it, so it doesn't really work.
What's that? Which game is that? Sorry, my wife just texted me.
Rapture Rejects.
That's on there, right?
Yeah, it's a 2D battle royale style game, and it looks really cool. From what I've seen, but I've not actually managed to play a game because there's not anyone playing it.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
And it was launched on 29th of November 2018.
I was just having, I was picking up my phone. I got distracted. My wife says she's bringing pizza. I was just looking in to see if that Swag and Sorcery was on the App Store. I'm just curious because... sounds like a mobile game, but I'm wondering how they get away with the pricing, because it's not cheap. It's not, well, it's 15,
£10 here.
£10, yeah. Swag. No results.
I say £10. That's on Steam. So
is it?
That's still on sale, I think.
I don't know.
I don't think that's on sale now.
Yeah. Oh, is it just come off? Is it?
Yeah, it's just full price is $9.99 on Steam.
I'm sort of interested in your second game there, Neil. If that's enough of Swag and Sorcery, Dave.
Yeah, don't want to give any more.
Invisible Ink.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a very good game, but I have not played very much of it. I've played probably an hour, and it's a turn-based stealth-type game. Isometric view. I kind of think it's kind of the speech is all very British sounding. It's pretty stylish. And I think it's going to be a pretty good game, but...
I've always noticed this game when it's popped up in places.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've got hold of it yet anywhere.
I think, like I say, once I get into it, I've only played maybe 2 hours. The first hour were kind of learning what I was doing. And the first mission I did, you've got to get to a point. Like I say, it's turn-based, so you, it's kind of... I'm trying to think of something similar. I can't really think of anything.
It's on everything, right?
Yeah, I think it's on PlayStation, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
I picked this up on the PlayStation Plus when I had
that. I got a feeling it was on PlayStation Plus, but I'm going to say for sure. But I recommend it. If you've got hold of it through anything, I think it's worth a play, definitely. The first mission I did, you've got an objective at the end of it, and then you have to, once you've done like your primary objective, you have to then escape without being spotted or whatever.
It's got good pedigree.
Yeah, it definitely. I managed to stealthily find my objective and then stealthily leave without being seen, but realised once I got to the end of the level, like, I hadn't actually gathered the data that I required to continue
to do your job. Mission.
I was like, oh, bollocks. So I'll have to start it again. So I'm going to have to start that game again. But yeah, it's definitely good mechanics, good style. I like the music. I like the style of the game. I definitely think I'll play it a bit more. But
reading here, it says it's from Cly Entertainment. First of all, so there you go. That's got something going for them. But they also
What was the ninja game they did?
Mark of the Ninja.
Mark of the Ninja, yeah.
Which is a good game. Yeah. Don't Starve, which is a massive game, which I own but I've never really played. And Oxygen not included as well, which bizarrely
sounds a bit of like a survival game.
Yeah, but that I believe that Oxygen not included. The only reason I know about that is because I read about it this morning. Was they pulled that from the Epic sale?
Yes,
really.
Did you read that too?
Yeah. No, I hadn't read that.
Yeah,
there was a massive sale going on Epic.
Yeah, that's right. That's a whole other topic right there.
Maybe we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we could just dump that into the show notes to talk about it afterwards.
Hmm.
Epic sale.
Epic.
Really tricky keyboard now, considering I'm podcasting. Dave?
Yeah, so the other game, well, game, I'm not sure if it's a game. I'll put it in the notes anyway. I did an escape room with my family at the weekend.
That's a game.
Yeah,
it's definitely a game.
I tell you, it's definitely something you do. If you're a gamer, it helps.
Well, it's great. Funnily enough, we did a Houdini based one, and I was nominated to be locked in the box for about half an hour for the hour.
All right.
So there was my wife and my 8-year-old daughter doing the majority
trying
of
to save you.
Trying to save me. There was a few things that I could do while being I was in a box. It was quite a large space, but there's a few things that I could do in there. But yeah, it was. So I was in there for half an hour. I nearly fell asleep, but no, because I was on a nice airbed.
Do you get your money's worth if you're locked in another, like they just take the third of your party and just lock them in a room?
There's quite a few that are actually like that, that they take one member of the group and put them in a separate room or, you know, segregate them off. It's I suppose, to sort of add tension or, you know, change it up a little bit. But it was really good fun. It was actually in celebration of mine and my wife's 13th year wedding anniversary.
Ooh, 13th,
yeah, I know.
Big number.
You know, the wife who's not actually a gamer, she plays Candy Crush on the phone.
Definitely a gamer then.
Definitely a gamer. But that's all she plays. And my daughter doesn't really play games. She bit of Minecraft now and again on the iPad. But they got a lot out of it, actually. They both really enjoyed it. I thought if there's anyone going to crack, it was the missus, because she gets very... doesn't have a
she's emotionally a lot attached of, to you at the end of the day.
she doesn't have a lot of patience for games and puzzles and things like that, but she actually got really into it.
That's good.
And once I got locked out, once I got out of the box, we progressed a bit quicker, a bit further, and getting through it. But yeah, it was
when they released the real deal. Did you crack your knuckles when you came out?
I was like, right.
and push your daughter out of the way. Let's go. Let's do this.
So, but no, I think actually we might do another one. We might do, you know, there's no point doing the same one because
you know all the puzzles.
But we're definitely looking at doing another one as a family, a family orientated one, because I was talking to a friend at work who said she did one in Leeds that was a horror based one.
Oh, me and my wife and a couple that we know did one together. That kids, right. It was very much like House in the Haunted, whatever. It was pretty creepy. There's dead like fingers and stuff involved. It was pretty cool though.
Yeah, no, the girl at work was saying that she was probably crying for about 40 minutes because it was dark and they had to wear like hoods when they were let in, and they were putting feathers across them, and yeah, she didn't like it. But they're definitely getting more creative with these escape room things.
There's tons of them about now.
Yeah, they're all over the place here. We did one last year too.
But yeah, no, that was my first one. First time we did one, and yeah, it was definitely really enjoyed it for the family.
Where was that?
That was in Northampton, actually. Oh, in Northampton, okay.
And that was family friendly, so I might have to.
Yeah.
We enjoyed the one, like I say, we enjoyed the one we did, but it was definitely adult themed.
right, yeah. Yeah, that's about it, really, on that one.
Neil?
What have I got next? I'm trying to find it. Okay, yeah, briefly played Conan Exiles. Sean did mention there was a free weekend last weekend.
Yeah.
Didn't see him playing it. I played it again. I've played it before because I picked it up in a Humble monthly. This is becoming a recurring theme. but I played it again. I'm still... This is the recurring theme. I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm like wandering around, picking stuff up off the ground. There's branches, there's stones, blah, blah, blah. You've got to craft some stuff. And then like... all of a sudden, the next thing you know, some crazy people are chasing you. I'm like, I'm running away from them for ages. And either they catch me and kill me, or I manage to escape and then go, I'm not sure what I need to do next. I suppose I'm trying to expand the crafting menu.
What is it?
I don't really know how to. It's kind of like a
Far Cry.
Oh no, it's definitely not Far Cry. It's way more obtuse than that. So, I think more Minecraft, I guess, but without the sort of cubes.
Okay.
It's like it's very, very much survival. Got to find stuff. I'm hungry all the time. I need to build stuff. I see a trailer for it and it looks amazing. Build these huge structures, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how do you get to the point where you're doing all the cool shit? Because every time I play it, I'm like, I'm just fucking dying. Because either I've starved to death, run out of, I'm dehydrated, or some twat has killed me. So.
I'm okay with games until they put in the mechanic where you have to eat and keep your hunger. That just drives me bonkers. And it was the same with Minecraft. I loved Minecraft until they made it so that I had to start eating food.
Oh, I nearly put some stuff in the thing for Minecraft because some dude is creating some absolutely amazing stuff. It's not in survival mode, but
yeah.
The structure, the stuff people come up with in that game is incredible. But Minecraft is in the show notes later on.
All right, yeah. Okay. Is that enough about Conan then?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. Basically, is the problem with that.
Or you don't know what I'm doing.
I do know what I'm doing. But it looks like it's got potential to be an amazing game, but still,
it's got potential.
I'm too invested in Dark Souls 3 at the minute to like really focus on how the hell do I play this game of Conan to get anywhere and actually make it fun.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, because like something like Invisible Ink sounds like it could be easy, like, you know, okay, I need a break from Dark Souls. I'll just go to something small levels, bite-sized. Conan
exactly. Okay. Something different, a bit like...
Yeah. Dave, you finished Titanfall?
Yeah, so I finished that today. 5 hours long in total. I was actually quite disappointed.
5 hours?
Yeah, that's how long it took me to complete that. Quite disappointed in how long it took, but it was free for me in the end. So,
only 90
it's a good 5 hours,
can't complain. It was good, yeah. And there was the single thing that everybody says about playing that game, that level where you're switching between the sort of future and the past, was quite good. But yeah, there was lots of there was a big reference to Apex Legends at the end.
I can't remember that. Because it's been a long time since I played Titan.
Right. It was good. But, that's about it, really. Finished it. It was functional. I wouldn't have paid for it. But as it was free, I didn't mind.
Yeah. Okay. And do you want to just finish off with what you've got there? Hello? Did we lose that?
Hang on a second. Last one, O6. Again, pick that up on the Origin.
Sorry, you cut out there. So I'm just going to say Tropico 6, right? Hello? Ooh, we got a bit of... we're losing Dave.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So, Tropico 6, again, it was free. On the Origin store for me. Picked that up today. Started playing a few hours of it. It was good. I've played Tropico 4 and 5, so it's in the same vein of those. Like a city builder style on a tropical island, communist or socialist based. Really, really good music. Lots of good humor, but challenging at the same time. So I've just started going through the story mode, but there is lots of challenges in there. You know, different scenarios of building on a volcanic island or...
I've never played. I never played Tropico. Is this similar to, like, I don't know, is it Civilization or...
No, it's not a battle. It's basically you're managing the economy, but also
more like
managing
a city builder. Then,
it's a city builder esque, and you're managing your relationships with the Eastern Bloc and like EU and pirates, and then you go through different eras, different. So you start off the colonial era, and then you go through like World War II and the Cold War each time you go through a different era you get different access to different
but you're based what and, like middle Caribbean
it's tropical so like you're like a tiny little island in the middle of the Caribbean or something but
so generally considered kind of meaningless.
No
offense to anyone, but
it's interesting. It's fun. Again, really good music, good humor, little city builder. It's not too difficult. There is challenges and stuff that you can put in, or you know, go through, which does unlocks Basically, your Presidente is customizable, so you can like the everything they wear or the looks of them as well. And then there's challenges to unlock other things, like sunglasses, hats, different things to wear.
It's all the important stuff when you're in
it knows it's silly. and it plays on that, and it's good.
It's got chops though, apparently, because they've done quite well with them. And I mean,
they've clearly done all right because they're on number six.
Yeah.
I think I remember around about Tropico 3 or 4, they really, really jumped up in popularity. I don't know why I think that. Maybe it's because it was when I first
was it on consoles.
They did come out to consoles. I know they did.
Yeah,
maybe they nailed the console version, but
yeah, one was good. There was a real change from other city builders at the time. 2 was not very good, and then from 3 onwards, they did get very good and more popular every time they release a new one.
So. Sure, Tropico 3 was free at some point or something or other. Yeah, I've got Tropico 3 Steam Special Edition. I've not installed it. Game purchased. 2014.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That must have been a freebie.
Oh, I've got Tropico 3 and 4. But I'm pretty sure I started one of them. Yeah, I've played 3. I may have just farmed. No, I'm pretty sure I started Tropico 4.
I was thinking you're farming the cards off them.
Farming the cards. I did that for a while. But I think I played the first like little bit of Tropico 4, but not really my sort of thing. So, you know, not that it's not. I'm not saying just because I didn't finish it. Good.
Yeah, it's I see it as a kind of little puzzler things that again just pop on and play it at leisure, and you know there's no real urgency or you know no real thought about it, just plod through and make sure I don't run out of money, and
yeah
it's pretty easy.
Okay, we're good with Tropico 6. I'm just trying to keep an eye on the time here.
I played one more game briefly.
Yeah, you know what?
I can probably mobile.
Yeah, you could tell us what you played.
I played a game called Freeze. I don't think it's still a great game. I actually don't know why I started playing it again. I think Sean that mentioned last week he's played a mobile game. I was like, oh, yeah, I think I actually paid money for a mobile game, so I'll reinstall it. It's a really good game. A real good little puzzle game. I don't know if anyone knows it. It's like a 4x4 grid. And basically, you've got to build up from having like single numbers of 1 and 2. You combine 1 and 2, you make 3. And then the game progresses from there. You have to like combine 3 and 3 to make 6, then 6 and 6 to make 12. And you swipe left, swipe right, da 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 da.
Maybe we must be connected somehow, Neil, because today, looking for a toilet game at work, I downloaded 2048.
That's exactly the same game.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I've been playing that today. So I should have put that on my list, but to me, it's just I only played it for a little while.
Neil, with Threes, are you playing with the sound on?
Yes, the sound is the thing that differentiates, I think, from... So every number has a different character.
Yeah.
And she's a... I've never played 2048, so I can't really say. But that... I actually paid... This is one of the... Say, the few mobile things I've actually ever paid money for. There is a free version, but it is a great game. Yeah. Great puzzle game. I think it's one of those games you're probably recommended to play when you get to about 55 plus to keep your brain active. It doesn't matter what age you are, it's still a game.
Yeah. Threes was one of the only games I've actually played and kept with the sound on because it was, I love the sound design in that game. And yeah, definitely the satisfaction of putting them together with the noises that the numbers.
Yeah, make. I think I can't remember what the maximum I've got. Definitely the first game I played in a long time. I got to 192. Was the biggest one I managed. So
that's not bad.
Yeah, I was struggling, but then I ran out of space. But my son only got to 24, so you know.
Yeah, did you lord it over him?
Yeah, I did. I was like,
okay, well, that's pretty much wraps up what we've been playing. We can move on to the news. We did just briefly touch on the Epic sale.
This is their first big sale.
Yeah, so they're pushing forward, and now they've got their first big sale coming up.
Considering Steam are sort of renowned for their massive discounts.
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know why this is a piece of news, it's basically, so Steam being the storefront for PCs has basically almost had a monopoly on it. And over the years, we've seen other EA now as a publisher has their own storefront for EA games. And
they do have a lot of other games.
Origin is Ubisoft, right? So
see, Origin do have Ubisoft games. To be fair,
is it Origin? Origin. EA.
It's a bit of a weird, like, mini Steam competitor, but they don't have the volume of games that Steam have. But
right, but Epic's making the big push.
Yes.
So they enticed a load of. So there was Metro 2033 was enticed over, and Borderlands 3, I think, has been enticed over to be exclusives. And the Epic have done that by offering more of a percentage.
We've had a free game every month, haven't we?
Yeah. So they're doing the big push, but then it was announced today that there are a couple of people that pulled their games from the sale.
Oh, what is that? I've not seen that.
Yeah, so there was Oxygen Not Included, which is by the same people who did that Invisible Ink You're Playing.
Right.
And then the other one was... I can't remember, but it doesn't matter.
There's still a pretty mega sale on there.
It's still a mega sale. And then as well, two people pulled their games. Is that a big deal? I don't know. Maybe they just didn't
well,
put them in the sale. I don't know.
I'm not sure. The people putting their games is the big story. The games that are exclusive is still a big story as far
that's
as
I'm concerned. That's the big story. I'm wondering, people pulling them from two games being pulled from the sale is a bit non-news.
It's so much non-news I hadn't.
Okay, so let's agree that it's non-news. There but are anything...
definitely games that, like we have on Epic, bizarrely, Heavy Rain, Beyond Two Souls, and Detroit Beyond Human, the three PlayStation exclusive games from Quantic Dream. David Cage. Not everyone's cup of tea.
Jason!
Yeah, exactly. But they are... Let me just check this. They were showing, like, the pre-purchase for Heavy Rain is showing as $15. Well, I'm sure they're doing this deal where, yeah, it's $5.99 for Heavy Rain, and I believe it's the same for Two Souls. So it's not going to please everyone because they're all quite divisive, those games, let's be honest. But if you haven't played them before, for £6, Heavy Rain, it's definitely a unique experience, regardless of whether you enjoy it or not.
It's an experience, I think. There's not a lot out there that's like it.
No. Just to keep on track with that, I mean, the point that the news is not the, I think the news isn't the fact that games have been pulled. The news is the fact that the Epic sale is happening. So we
have 4 weeks of Epic game sale, Mecha's sale, as they're recording it. Like I say, previously pressed on a PlayStation exclusive, they're bumping up the free games offering. What are they doing? One every 4 weeks? They've got one every week for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Literally.
Freebies. And there's some... Was it $10 or £10 off games that are over a certain amount plus loads of discounts? There's a... If you're interested in PC gaming, it's definitely worth having a look what they've got available. The pre-orders for Borderlands 3 are £10 off.
That'll be interesting for a lot of people.
Yeah. So there's definitely some good-looking sales on there. They definitely haven't messed about compared to like the reputation for Steam and their discounts. The first time they've had a big sale, it's definitely not messing about there.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. I'm going to have to call you guys in for a bit of help now for the rest of the news because I was very tardy and didn't read this.
I've mistakenly closed my browser window, which was not a good idea.
So here's one that you've been sort of hinting at. Netflix is hosting a panel at E3. gaming news in the works.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. They obviously have already got a Stranger Things game announced. I don't know whether that's out or coming. Or...
Is that an announcement that worthy of E3?
I think that was already a thing. Anyway.
Or is it a streaming service that's going
to No, I've got a feeling. Well, you look at some of the IPs that they've got. What do you fancy? What do you fancy a game on? I kind of fancy a game based on Narcos. That sounds pretty cool. Could be an interesting game. I did like enjoy watching the game, watching the series Narcos.
Is that? But why would? But would Netflix? I mean, hosting a panel. What does that even mean?
Well, they've got all these IPs. Like you've got what is it? What's the one called? There's so many of their intellectual properties now that are just Netflix. We've got.
So are all these going to just be choose your adventure?
Yeah, it depends what they do with it, clearly.
Because obviously we had Bandersnatch. That was the big one.
I haven't. Have you watched that? And done the whole thing?
I got bored. I didn't even bother. 20 minutes. My daughter's followed and done it multiple times, the Minecraft story mode. She loves that. She's done it on her iPad and on the main one down here.
Yeah, my kids have done the You versus Wild one with old urine drinker, whatever his name is, right?
Mm.
You guys have got that one on UK Netflix.
I'm not sure if it's on Netflix. I think she's done it on the iPad. Through YouTube, I thought she'd done it.
But Choose Your Own Adventure stuff was okay when I was a kid.
I don't know. There's well, we'll wait and see what they've got, but I think there's a lot of potential. The properties, I'm struggling to think of the thing. The sci-fi thing where you don't die and someone takes your body, keeps getting renewed. Oh, what is it called? Trying to find the list of, I had it earlier, all the IPs they've got.
But with Amazon,
Stranger Things has definitely got games coming. That's still quite popular.
Yeah. But I know with Amazon, they've put the Sega collection on.
Sega!
on their Fire Sticks, and you can download some of the old Master... Is it Master System or Mega Drive games? It might be Mega Drive games. From there. So, I'm not sure...
I'm thinking it's more related to the TV shows that they've already recorded. Well, and
I don't know. We can sit around and guess. I mean, I guess we'll just have to wait in three. Wait in three. E3
is coming.
Yeah, we should also. It'll be interesting to see what we do as a podcast for E3. I guess we'll do an E3 show like everyone else does. So, yeah, I look forward to that.
I wouldn't mind doing
that. When is E3 show?
Yeah, it's very easy to do.
It's going to be easier this year than it has been previous years with no Sony.
Is that why Netflix is there? Because, literally, they're
I've seen tweets out there and about the floor plan compared to what it has. Well, I haven't seen it compared to what it's been in previous years, but... Definitely seen, obviously, the absence of Sony and is it EA? Obviously, they're not doing their thing.
They have their own thing.
So, yeah, they do have their own thing, but I think they're not even at this time around. I don't know.
But, yeah, it's just as, you know, the public have been allowed... Well, I'm sorry, I'm doing inverted commas in the air. The public have been allowed in. It seems like most people are pulling out because... They don't want to deal with hundreds of thousands of people to waiting to play their games.
Yeah.
So, and then they're doing their own things, or they're doing online only. Most of these things are next story down is Nintendo Direct. Nintendo doesn't do these panel things anymore.
Although they are going to be at E3, I think. So, who knows?
I don't know. I think most of these places will prefer to do their big messages on their own. You know, they can do their own marketing and everything like that. And then, you know, maybe put a few games maybe for testing or you know, do a bit of market research. Yeah,
they've had that thing, haven't they? Nintendo, the last, is it 2 years? The first year that we had, and it, like, the whole of E3 was Zelda. Mm. And then the following year, I'm not even sure. I don't know what it was, but it was something else. So they've controlled the messaging around, and they've just pushed one major thing. But
yeah.
Yeah. Is it Smash Bros. Or something?
I think Sony this year feels like they kind of shot their bolt almost for this year with PS4, and they're just kind of holding on for next year. I think next year is going to be huge.
Yeah.
For consoles. Well,
I mean, like, you know, why not? It's got to be a business decision at some point where they just go, you know what, are we really getting, you know,
value
okay, we're supposed to be one of the tent poles for this whole event, but do we really want to be that? Do we really want to? I can't even begin to imagine how much it must cost them to go. Like, it's got to be insane amounts of money, right?
Yeah.
And now you're at the end of a console life where you don't have that insane revenue. I don't know. I'm not running.
The thing is, people know what's coming. Like, everyone, honestly, huge games coming. Most PS4 games have happened. The next big PlayStation game is Last of Us 2. That's going to be enormous when it actually happens. Is it even going to hit PS4? Who even knows? The fact that they're missing this year suggests it might not. It might be a PS5 game. Yeah. Which, as far as launch games go, it's going to just sell stupid amounts of consoles.
This is true.
Who even knows what the next consoles will be? That relates to a potential another story that we did post in about AMD, but I think more of that may be more to do with consoles than necessarily PC when we go on to AMD, but who knows?
Hmm.
Wait and see.
So Nintendo have a Nintendo Direct this Thursday, Mario Maker 2.
It's been out. I don't know if you watched it.
Oh,
I didn't get around to watching it. It was yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get around to watching it, but I did hear that they were going to announce a story mode for it.
Yes, that sounds like basically a Mario game, does it not?
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah. But I have to go and watch it. I didn't see it.
This is a good 20 minute. I got as far as looking at how long it So the fact that there's a story mode and it's 100 levels or whatever sounds like a sort of 2D Mario game. Plot made by Nintendo plus infinite amounts of user generated content they produce, which is all going to be searchable. This huge game, potentially, I think.
Yeah, which will be great if you're into that.
Yeah. I do love classic Mario 2D. So they are opening up the concept to 3D as well. From what I saw, so
that could be interesting.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't know what that next one is.
Where are we?
Sony and Microsoft partner up.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, I popped this one in. Microsoft.
I was about to, but you'd already done it.
Microsoft and Sony are partnering to deliver online and cloud services for gaming. So Sony will be using Microsoft Azure, basically a server component.
This is what Microsoft will also be using to provide their own
Microsoft
streaming.
Microsoft create Microsoft Azure, and Sony will be using it. So I think Azure is already used for Xbox gaming services.
I think it's used for a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Pretty huge thing is for Microsoft.
Yeah. So it's basically a server component that a lot of things sort of plug into.
Think of your Amazon providing services for people. This is Microsoft's version of that, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. So is this safe to say that Because it's Sony and Microsoft partnering up. It's not Xbox and PlayStation partnering up, is it?
Yeah, this is the thing, isn't it?
And so is this Microsoft as a separate business unit saying, right, regardless of whatever is going on in the console wars,
like, use our services.
We have a service that we can sell for a shitload of money.
This is Microsoft saying, we recognize, Sony, you're making a shit ton of money out of consoles. Use our services to provide those services, and we can both make a shitload of money.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, no one's dumb, right? I mean, the competition is good for everyone. It's
until there's no competition.
I'm sure the internet is awash with people going, "This is disgraceful. I can't believe you got Microsoft in my Sony and Sony in my Microsoft." And ooh, I feel so unclean. But Microsoft is very big. Xbox is
Microsoft is scarily huge.
Yeah, Xbox is not Microsoft. The be all and end all of Microsoft, right? So I guess
what are you running on your PC?
Linux.
Yeah. As if.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so that'd be interesting to see how that unfolds. But I mean, sorry, Dave. Go on.
I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, it's Sony and Microsoft are partnering, not Xbox and PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Look, there's a bit of commentary about, oh, this is the end of the console. Blah blah blah.
I don't think so. And anybody who's saying that, really, it's not good at the moment.
I'm not being funny. If it gets to a point where you can have an Xbox and play God of War, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
As they're both making money, I don't really think that shit on.
It's all good. I mean, gaming is the best it's ever been, right? I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I have so many games available to me at good pricing.
Mm.
It's just insane and easily accessible, right? Yeah. So it's all good.
What is failed to mention in here is Google are developing a gaming platform.
I think this is the thing, how they come to Google, isn't it? I seriously think they are worried about the impact that Google could have.
Did you guys watch the Google?
I did, and I think, as much as it sounds a bit pie in the sky, a lot of it, but Google must have an absolutely insane amount of users potentially available to do this kind of thing.
They do, but it's whether they can get the buy-in from the gamers. I mean,
I don't know if they need that much buy-in.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that unfolds and what works well on it. I mean, I still...
Where's our podcast email address?
They're big too, so we'll see. I mean we'll just see how it goes. I mean, we've seen tons of streaming services come and go already. Although I think Sony On Live is doing okay. Some people seem to rate it.
I've not tried it, I've got to be honest.
Depends what you play. I think if you play Twitch shooters, you're out, right? None of that, it still doesn't work well enough.
Who knows.
All right, let's shuffle along. I'm gonna shuffle us towards the end because I think my dinner's about to turn up. Sorry. Dave, is that your? Who made me do a survey?
I initially posted the surveys. Got to be honest. But I'm slightly disappointed at the result.
So why did we do a survey? What is this?
Because apparently, casual and hardcore gamers are not the two. What they could no longer accurately describe today's gamers.
Right.
So what have we got available nowadays? We have, instead of just the two, what have we got? We've got 2, 4, 6, 8 potential variety of gamers. And three of us did a survey.
So we have here, can I go through these? I've got the article up. So we at the bottom, you have the time filler. So you play games.
27% of gamers, which is that the biggest, largest percentage of people?
Actually, I'm doing it from bottom down, like being the most.
The biggest loser.
Yeah, right. So you play games to pass the time when you have time and you rarely touch a PC game. The backseat viewer, you used to game a lot, but you got older and life happened. The popcorn gamer, you don't play games all that much, but you like watching others play. The hardware enthusiast, you keep up with all the latest hardware trends. conventional player, you own tons of gaming hardware and would rather spend your time playing games. The cloud gamer, you're most likely an early adopter of game streaming services. And, well, it's pretty...
That is a scarily high percentage.
19%.
That seems a little bit ridiculous. The cloud gamer.
Yeah, the cloud gamer. So you're most likely an early adopter of game streaming services and will only spend money on hardware when necessary. 19%.
Yeah, that's bullshit. No, as far as I'm calling bullshit on that.
I don't even remember any questions that would make me push me towards
Indeed.
The all-around enthusiast was 9%. You live a balanced gaming life in your playing, viewing, and buying habits. And then for the real deal, I mean,
the
ultimate gamer, 13%. You love nothing more than spending all your money and free time on games.
So 13%.
Dave and I are in that 13%.
No, yeah. See, I must be the ultimate gamer, surely, because I'm only in the 4%.
Where did you end up conventional?
Ended up the conventional player, which is the lamest, that's the bullshittest thing, because it's the smallest percentage of everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
How does the conventional player end up the smallest percentage?
I think on the description, you'd spend tons of gaming hardware and prefer to spend your time playing games rather than watching other people play games. Where
I only spend money on hardware when necessary, I'd like to point out.
So, to be honest, I remember 10 years ago, you was either a gamer or not a gamer. You know, and the fact that we're now going down and there's also nothing about board games on this, whereas, you know, most people who play board games would say they're gamers as well. So I think as time goes on and gaming is more normal, especially to the younger generation.
I think it's about as normal as it ever has been. Really?
Yeah, I think most people under 30 would now say they spend some of their time.
What is that age again?
Playing games under 30.
I don't know that age. That's my children's age.
But I know in my generation, I'm 37, 38. I've got friends that don't play anything. They don't even have mobile phones to play games.
What a bunch of fucking losers.
But, yeah. But, like, everybody under 30 has a mobile that they play games on, has at least a console, or a tablet, which they play games on. And I think it's just a normal way to consume entertainment now. Whereas before, you was a gamer or not a gamer. I remember when I had a Master System or a N64 or my consoles. I was like, "Oh, you play games, do you?" Yeah.
So, all I'm going to tell
hell
you,
do
right,
you
all
do?
I'm going to say is, I sat next to a guy on the plane and he was playing Bejeweled on his phone.
What
and I pulled
twat.
Out my Switch and I looked at him and I spat on him and I went. Get away from me, you loser.
Bejeweled, get a proper gaming fix.
That's right. Check this out. He was like, "What is this magic?" And I went, "This, my friend, is the future. Now. You don't know what you're missing.
Stop playing that stupid fucking game."
Yeah, I don't know. I think that could be clickbait.
it's on proper websites and everything. I think it
it's the... Most websites. Well, the Personas is a little bit rubbish, but it's now
popcorn people
are trying to define the amount of gaming entertainment or how much you're going to spend or put into it. That
seriously, I think a lot of things have changed. Like there's people who play games and there's people who watch people play games.
I think
people are just quite happy watching people
research for them.
Yeah, I guess. But there are a lot of people who just quite happily watch people play Fortnite and never actually play it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So times have changed.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm going to shuffle us along because guess what's turned up?
Pizza.
Yay. Din dins.
Not sausages.
No sausages. Oh, I haven't had sausages. Actually, I'm starting to. I'm having to.
You've got a sausage. Sausages. withdrawal symptoms?
I have a little bit, but I'm also trying to knock them on the head a bit. They're very bad for you, apparently. For your cholesterol. My cholesterol's through the roof. Old man. Minecraft AR. What does that mean?
Right. This. Have you looked at this?
No.
This is cute. This is literally came out today, I think.
Yeah. I ain't done nothing, mate.
So have a look. And this is. Remember when you saw the HoloLens? You remember watching?
Yeah, augmented reality.
Yeah, and you could look, stick your $3,500 headset on your head and look at a table and go, fucking hell, I can play Minecraft on the table. Now you can just play it on your phone, which you've already got anyway.
Okay.
And it does actually, I don't know. My kids really don't play Minecraft, but I'm sure there's a lot. Well, clearly there's a lot of people who play Minecraft. Could be huge, absolutely huge.
Oh, you know it's going to sell bucket loads.
I don't know. I think it's a free-to-play game.
Yep.
Initially.
Yeah, it's got, okay, yeah, but there'll be something in there.
Like, you buy your fucking Halo skins and your whatever skins, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But
you can try that. I'd definitely be up for that.
You can play Minecraft down the pub.
How soon before you see a giant phallus?
Probably yesterday.
you know it's going to be everywhere, and you know, fair enough. But
Minecraft, will you be able to see what other people have been building?
Yep, this is everywhere. So
okay.
You can build anything, everywhere, anywhere. And it'll all be GPS created, and you know you boot it up on the street, and there'll be massive dongs everywhere.
Yes, it
sounds amazing. Definitely download day one.
It's like Spore all over again.
It's possibly, I don't know. Technically, probably the biggest game in the world still. I don't know. Is it?
I would think so.
It's
it still just blows everything out of the water. I mean, there is a reason they paid $2 billion for it.
Yeah. Right. I think they probably don't even think that that's even a lot of money compared to what they've probably made back.
Every kid, I mean, my kids don't play it anymore, but there's every generation of kids coming up is playing it, right? So.
But there's another potential huge explosion in Minecraft popularity.
That'd be good. Alright, well, I look forward to that.
They've obviously seen the how much Fortnite and
I think this is more like Pokemon Go type of thing, like
But yeah, they've seen the mobile market blow up. They still do, they do sell Minecraft on mobile and on iPad. And they've obviously thought, well, hang on, that's still a good market for us to be in. And
This is not just a Minecraft to fit AR. We didn't reduce it. We didn't take it away. We didn't remove features. It is the game, you know, the features that you're used to, the mobs, the landscapes, the blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It is Minecraft everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's got potential to be absolutely enormous.
Well, if it's free, I'll definitely pick it up
and
have a look.
Cool. All right. Can we wrap her up?
Yes.
I just got to say something before we carry on, is that I said to you guys, I'm going to throw in a new piece of music at the front of this episode. I meant to say this at the start, but I forgot. It's basically one tune, and whether we like it and keep it as the intro music, who can say, right? We just tried. Last week we had a bottle of beer opening, for goodness sake. Who knows what we're going to have next, which was cool. But I'm going to try this music. It's a track from the soundtrack to Shatter, which is a PC game. And it's a really good soundtrack. And anyway, just a disclaimer here. I have tried to track down the company that made Shatter, and I've tried to track and speak to the guy who, I even know the guy's name, who did the music. And I've tried to contact him all over the place. And there is no sign that either the game company or the guy who composed the music has done anything online for like 5 years. Like no tweets, nothing on their Facebook pages, anything. So just, and I bought a copy of the song through Bandcamp. So
Bandcamp.
So I would like it when they haul me up into court, all right, and just say, "I'd like it." Just I'd like to play this for the record, just to let it be known that I did my due diligence here and tried to make sure it was cool. But anyway,
and if you do own this music, please get in touch, and we'll be more.
No, don't say that. If you own the music,
we are providing you a service of popularizing your
right,
music.
That's right. Yeah, we're non-profit. We're not worth bothering. We ain't got nothing. Got no money. Like, all right. So just don't worry about it.
Okay? So what's the piece of music called?
That's a good point. It is called. I've lost it. Where is it? Here. It is called. It's called Freon World. Freon, as in the refrigerant, which is. Because I sell
Freon. Because you know all about that.
I know what Freon is, yeah. Although Freon could be gone one day. I've been visiting companies that they're doing testing now on...
is this like CFCs?
Yeah, but, well, it was CFCs, right? Freon, well, yeah, Freon would be still classed as that sort of CFC stuff. But now they're moving into, and this is really now super boring, right? But soon, your fridge, guess what your fridge is going to be running on? It's not going to be a fridge. It's not going to, well, it is.
Magic. Fucking magic.
Butane, man. You're going to be explosive.
No, fuck off. We are working butane in my house.
Yeah, you're going to do it, man. They already regulated that you can do 150 grams of butane in residence.
Nice.
In residential appliances. And if you go into like the big stores,
I can't
stores,
even get a butane gas fucking barbecue yet.
Yeah, good thing Brexit's coming, mate. Those fucking Europeans all good.
Fucking butane, everything's butane now. Got fucking butane PC.
So, yeah. So anyway, Freon World, and the composer is Module, and the game is Shatter. So, and if you have never played Shatter, you can pick it up for dirt cheap. I know it's on PC. I'm not sure if it's on console, but it's quality. It's really good. So that's it. Cool. So without further ado, then, sorry, I forgot to mention we didn't have Kev or Sean this week. Both of them tied up with things, but I'm sure they'll be back at some point soon. Thank you, Dave and Neil.
No worries.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed yourselves. I know I did.
Definitely.
Thanks to everyone for listening. Laters.
Tour.
Bye.